In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Southwest Michigan business giant Merlin Hansen is being remembered for his contributions to Berrien County. Hansen was president and CEO of Hansen Group, which included several Southwest Michigan businesses like Hansen Mold and Eagle Technologies. He passed away on Tuesday at the age of 94. Cornerstone Alliance President Rob Cleveland tells us Hansen was key in founding Cornerstone Alliance.
It's difficult sometimes to quantify just how much of an impact somebody like Merlin had on the community, because it goes so far beyond just his company or just the people he employed or just the people he helped with the founding of the hospice center. Right? There's so many things that Merlin touched in the community in so many different aspects.
Hansen was a major supporter of Lake Michigan College, and the Hansen Technology Center is named for him. He and his wife started the Merlin and Carolyn Hansen Hospice Center at Spectrum Health Lakeland with a donation of more than $1 million. Congressman Fred Upton says Merlin Hansen's love for this community was as generous as the day is long. A trio of officials from Michigan have offered video testimony in Washington about the pressure they felt to change the results in the wake of the 2020 presidential election. State Senator Mike Shirkey told the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot that he was bombarded after then-President Trump gave out his phone number online.
All I remember is receiving over just shy of 4,000 text messages over a short period of time calling to take action.
Former Republican Party Chair Laura Cox said an attorney with then-President Trump's campaign wanted electors to hide out in the state capitol overnight to cast their votes, a plan she called insane. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson testified about the fear that she felt for herself and her family when protesters surrounded her home. South Haven Police Chief Natalie Thompson is putting out a reminder on when fireworks can be lit. She says the consumer fireworks law allows for the use of firecrackers, bottle rockets, Roman candles, and other devices from June 29th until July 5th of this year for Independence Day from 11 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. Fireworks can also be lit in South Haven between 11 a.m. and 1 a.m. on December 31st, 11 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday before Memorial Day, and between 11 a.m. and 11:45 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday before Labor Day. It's illegal for a person to discharge fireworks on public, school, or private property without permission of the owner. This includes all public parks and beaches of South Haven. Additionally, per the city's zoning ordinance, no fireworks should be used on the premises of a dwelling unit registered under the short-term rental ordinance when it's occupied by anyone other than the owner. The fines have also increased to a maximum penalty of $1,000. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.